Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
Good. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Next Gen NYC Day. If you want this on video, you get that at Patreon with all of our videos. It's also where you get bonus episodes and ad-free listening. So go over there for that. Thanks to everybody who's a Patreon member. Also, we're going out of town this weekend. Well, we're doing gigs this weekend, both of us, separate things. I'm going to be interviewing Hannah and Daisy from Below Deck in San Francisco on a dinner cruise for City Cruises. You can find links to that on either one of their Instagram links in bio. It's going to be Sunday night. It'll be a good time. And Ben is going to be interviewing an excellent cookbook author who's written a cookbook. Okay. Ben, tell them about it.
Yes, I'm going to be in conversation with Martin Sorgi based off of his new cookbook, Great Bakes, and that's going to be at Friends and Family, which is in East Hollywood. And those tickets you can get by going to the website or the Instagram of Now Serving LA Cookbook Shop. So go check that out. Come join 5 o'clock on Sunday. And there, I have been told, well, actually, I've not been told. It just says on the description that there will be pastries. So let me bribe you with some carbs.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should be a fun time. I'm excited for it.
It's going to be some great time. Sorry, I was drinking water. Thought you were going to talk longer. Everybody, welcome to Next Gen NYC Season 2, Episode 9. No F's giving. I don't give a F. It's a Friendsgiving episode of Next Gen.
Yeah. So we see it's like the day before Friendsgiving, and George is just like in a car riding through the city. And she's like, yeah, I feel like there's been like no stopping. Like I got back from Vegas, landed, and then it's been like go, go, go ever since. Like I chatted with Brooks a little bit, like Owen Rowan a little bit, because I saw her mom at a charity event I was at the other day. It's been like nonstop. What does Georgia do for work these days? Again, event planner, event thrower. Like what? Why has her life been nonstop? We haven't seen her do anything.
I was wondering that too. Yeah, I was
like, anything with business this entire season.
Yeah, what are you doing? I mean, yeah, she does party planning, but I don't know. We haven't heard of any specific ones. Yeah, I kind of wondered too. It's like, what is a day in the life of Georgia like? And she drives in the city. That's pretty rare.
Well, I don't think she drives. I think she was just in the backseat of a car.
Oh, I thought she was driving.
No. I think she was riding in a car.
Oh, never mind. That question's gone. It's like, oh, look at that. So grocery store, Gia and Ava are shopping and Ariana comes. And Ava is wearing like a fur coat and a crop top. They're like, oh my God, where are you going? Fashion week? Stunning.
Yeah, Carrie Bradshaw's my inspiration. I signed my lease today, moving in on Monday. And like, oh my God, so happy for you, blah, blah, blah. And then we go back to the car where Georgia's still sort of like giving her thoughts on anything. And she goes, I'm going to make an adult mac and cheese. I'm like pretty good at boiling water. I taught Charlie actually how to boil water. True story. I swear. Past his 30th birthday, he like didn't know how to boil water.
Yeah. Just put a camera on Georgia and just let her go. That's what she does.
Please.
I don't know what she's talking about. She goes from like, yeah, it's been like, go, go, go. It's like so rough. I've just like not stopped. So I'm going to make an adult mac and cheese. Like Charlie doesn't even know how to boil water. But like I do. Like for real. For serious. It's true. It's ridiculous. I know.
We're going to keep
it. I wonder how much footage that is. It's probably just like an hour and a half of Georgia going from one location to another and just not shutting up.
Oh my God. It's just, and all of it's just got to be hilarious. Just her commenting on things and her hot takes on stuff. I mean, she really is. She's amazing.
So back at the store, Gia is checking what everybody's bringing. So she's sending them messages and stuff. And then we go over the fact that Ariana is bringing vegetables with Liam. It's huge. It's a huge deal. And we find out that Hudson has been removed from the group chat. because he got all pissed off when he found out that the group vegetable thing was, or the couple's vegetable thing was happening. And so Ariana made Riley do it. She's like, I don't want to look like the asshole for doing it. You do it, Riley.
Yeah. So Riley is like, she says that she got a text from Hudson being like, wow, really? But she's like, I didn't respond. So now back to the store, and Ava is asking Ariana if she's actually dating Liam. And she's like, oh, we're not dating. No, I mean, like, we're going on dates and like, we're just like figuring it out. But like, that's it. And so then we see a flashback of them on a date the night before. And Liam is like, I don't know what's going on. And she's like, I don't know what's going on either. Even though you make me nervous. It's a good nervous. It's a good nervous. Yeah. Butterflies are good.
Yeah, but they don't really have a lot of anything. They show them on the date and it's like, just kind of staring around. Like, should we talk about something? I don't know. So it doesn't seem like much is going to happen there. But they do have a date tonight, and she tells him that they've made out, and he invited her for Thanksgiving. And they're like, oh my God, that's a little fast. Ava says these men have lost their minds. Like, Liam inviting Ariana to his family's Thanksgiving, that's like literally crazy. Like, I would invite someone to my dad's Thanksgiving, but he's literally asked me for $20,000 to pay for the Thanksgiving in the first place. So I'm not really sure where we're going to go from here.
I mean, I feel like he just had Ariana over for like, what was his birthday with his family? And now he's having her over for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But,
and then she talks about the stuff with Shy. And she's like, I mean, what the hell? Shy asking if he could kiss me while I'm still living with my ex. He was on one bed, I was on the other. And he said, can I kiss you? And I said, no. Like, where are the boundaries?
Yeah, where are they? Where are the boundaries these days? I don't know. I think I lost track of where we are in this very vivid conversation.
They're basically teasing her that Charlie's going to cry because Ariana's dating Liam. She's like, he can suck my ass. Like, yeah, he would.
Da-da-y.
So they're like, what if Hudson shows up to this Friendsgiving thing? What will we do? Because obviously the plan is to have Hudson show up and start some drama at Friendsgiving. So then we see Charlie. He's walking through the city. I miss his skateboard, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I loved when Charlie would have his like, yeah, I'm a cool guy. I'm a skateboard. So whatever.
Yeah, he was like one of the people back then. And Ariana tells us that Charlie loves to be involved in the drama. And he told Hudson to come to Friendsgiving to tell Liam, like, what the fuck's going on? And put him in his place, you know? And then we see Hudson, right? We go to Hudson and he says, right now I'm thinking about coming and crashing the whole thing. And Charlie's thinking he'd love to see that confrontation play out. I love that Hudson is this like dweeby threat from Atlanta that they never know if he's going to like show up and then sulk. Like, that's his whole thing. Like, is Hudson going to do anything? Hudson just shows up and sulks.
Yeah, what's Hudson going to do? No one's afraid of you, sucker. And the producer is telling Charlie, wow, you're friends with everyone's ex. Do the guys just like you more? And he's like, huh, yeah, it better be portrayed on the show. It better be like an episode like Everybody Loves Charlie or some shit like that.
Yeah. So then, and then they do a little sitcom intro. So now we see Charlie and Omar. They're going to have a little drink, talk about their bar that they're going to open up. And Omar is all about giving a lowball offer to this one spot that's like really struggling. And then Omar's like, so how was BravoCon? And Charlie goes, it was good. I mean, one of the panelists, I think the one with the hunchback, asked, who is the fame change the most? And everyone around the horn was just like, Georgia, 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 Georgia. And it's just sort of like this, like, I don't know, she was minorly put in her place. It was really good. I really loved that.
It's like, you would have loved it. Yeah, and then me and Ariana fucked in the plane bathroom and everyone made a huge deal about it. It was fun. They talk about Hudson and he's just catching Omar up on all the gossip. But Omar, still just a bundle of charisma, that guy.
So how's it going with
Ariana? How's it going with Hudson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just pops on camera. That's what he does.
Yeah.
He comes alive. So then Omar asks how Hudson's doing, and Charlie says that he's down in Atlanta, and he just dipped, bro. She's like fucking, she's like fucking Liam for sure. That's what I gotta say. And like, you know, Ariana's like enlisting her friends to like, to also be weird to him. And like, she told like Riley to go kick him out of the group chat. And it's just like a cold world, bro. Like, gotta bundle up.
So the producer asks Hudson, oh, you're still in close contact with Charlie. Why? And he's like, I think Charlie is the most malicious person I've ever met in my life. So I'm going to buddy up to him. I don't think Ariana's interested in him, but it's inevitable that Charlie's going to try and make his move on Ariana. So I'm playing my hand the best I can. Like, the entire motive is to keep your friends close and to keep your enemies closer. So I'm trying to figure out how to manipulate Charlie before he manipulates me and then manipulates her. Yeah, your girlfriend broke up with you and now she's going to go hook up with other people. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you're trying to achieve here or what, yeah. Like, if they, even if they do like have sex, what, how you're going to be able to fix it by being friends with Charlie. He's just an idiot, this guy. He's just somehow he's like worse than Charlie.
I think his manipulation is that he wants to still be on the show without dating Ariana. So he's got to have other people to shoot with. So he's being friends with Charlie.
Yeah. He's, I don't think he's as smart as he thinks he is. He's just, I don't know. He's like, his whole game plan doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you don't have to be that literal with the expression.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So it's the day of Friendsgiving. And so Brooks FaceTimes Ava and he's like, look, I'm making turkey shaped sourdough. And she's like, oh my God, does it even look like a bird? He's like, oh my God. Like, I don't even know.
And then Teresa and Gia are cooking, and Teresa's like, I'm so old and anything, like, who wants to cook? Like, you only like doing that stuff in your 20s. Haven't you been selling cookbooks for, like, 20 years?
I know, seriously.
Did Teresa forget that she's trying to sell books online?
I think she forgot that part. Then Rowan and Brooke Shields are trying to figure out how to make butternut squash soup. And Brooke Shields is like, she's like, well, there's a reason I did a segment called Brooke Don't Cook. Am I right, everyone? Am I right, Brooke Don't Cook?
Oh, kind God, of I remember that.
Really?
No.
What did she do a segment on? That's what I'd like to know. Brooke Don't Cook.
Yeah, I don't know. So they're looking up how to make butternut squash soup. And she's like, Mom, she's asking the digital assistant, Sue. She's like, Sue, how long do we need to cook butternut squash? And Brooke's like, we're going to just leave it in here until it's soft. God damn it. Okay, jeez. So back to Gia's. Gia and Georgia are FaceTiming. Georgia's going to come up. And she's like, I don't even mind if your parents are there. Like, I'm totally good with parents. Parents love me.
Yeah. And so Brooke is talking about how she met Georgia at a Meals on Wheels event. And she's like, yeah, she was lovely. She was so pretty and so sweet and so effusive about you, Rowan. And Rowan is like, oh my God, she's like impersonating her mom being like, oh my God, your friend came up to me. And she was like, very excited to me. I loved you and loved you and loved you. Georgia tells us, she's like, yeah, I charmed that generation. I think like boomers, they just like really like me. They show Seth and Brooks and Brooke, and they're like, not boomers.
Or not Teresa and boomers. Brooke. So Teresa, the cookbook author, who insists that she wrote every single recipe herself and did not steal them from her grandmother at all or her mother, is like,
hey, so how long does it take to cook a 13.7 ham?
And then Rowan, this is where Rowan and Brooke are trying to soften the squash. And Brooke is like, we're going to cook the shit out of it until it becomes ripe. I was like, well, that's not quite exactly how that happens, but that's fine. I know what you're going for. And Amira
has the best kind of grandma.
The best.
You know, we all love this kind of grandma, especially on TV. We're like, hey, grandma. It's like,
honey, you look so good. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. What are you making over there, Candy?
The grandma's name is Betty, and I think the rule is that if you have a grandma named Betty, like, she can act in no other way than this. Like, is there a grandma Betty who doesn't act like this? She's like, oh my God, you look wonderful. And Amira's like, I'm making your pecan pie. That's wonderful, honey. I love that.
Well, I'll see you next week. Kevin's coming with me.
Kevin, oh, I'm so excited. What a cool guy. He's just such a cool, cool guy.
So then we go.
I like to think these grandmas hang up the phone. They're like, little fucking bitch. I'm shit. Calling me during my shows. Now you call me what you need.
Let me guess. She wants to learn how to play Mahjong. I don't play it. So now it's 6 p.m. at Ariana's apartment, and Liam and Ariana are making carrots. And you know what sucks is that they all have to make this food and transport it to New Jersey. That's a pain. That's a lot to bring all these dishes out there. So
most of them are driving, you know, driven.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been good for me because I'd have been like that damn train and then the stairs and then the.
Yeah.
Really anywhere in New York. I don't want to be bringing food over.
I feel like New York is not a good potluck city because of that.
So, yeah.
Liam and Ariana are making these carrots, and Liam's like, I need a favor. You know what I need. And then they kiss. And he's like, yeah, actually what I needed you was to bring me my side so I can run over this scene for tomorrow. Got a big audition. Actor's life. Yeah.
Hopefully it's for somebody who really understands carrots. Method. Method. And then we go over to, and then she gives him another kiss. And she can drink now, you guys. Because she's off probation. He's like, don't love the solo cups, but that's how we got to do it. This is how she was raised. This is fine china in the Zolciak home.
It really is. I love Ariana also saying, sobriety's been great, but I'm off probation now, and I'm coming back hard. I'm coming in hard. I was like, okay, I guess the lessons were not learned. So then he's like, so what do you like, stem or stemless wine glasses? And she goes, I like a big stem. Oh yeah, you like a big stem? He's like, yeah, I like a big one. Like last night? Oh yeah, being an actor, you're used to all sorts of flirtations from girls, but when there's that one that you really like, you're happy to show off your big stem. Oh, actor.
Yay, how was Liam in bed? Oh, he had a really big stem. It doesn't sound good. It's long, skinny. So then we go to Friendsgiving. And, oh, wait, first the producer asks Liam what he thinks of Hudson possibly coming to Friendsgiving. It's just going to be a total surprise to everybody. And he's like, I'm not going to let some stupid ex-boyfriend bother me. Is he a motorcycle riding, acting firefighter who ice skates? Nope.
I don't think so. Did he audition for an indie film that was only to be shown in a regional film festival in the shorts division? I don't think so, bro. I don't think so.
Doubtful.
So now Charlie's texting Shy.
Thanksgiving, and Charlie is texting Shy that he thinks Hudson's bailing. And then we see an Instagram post from Hudson that his Lambo caught on fire in the middle of the night after being hooked up to a battery tender.
I don't even know. What is a battery tender? Do you know?
Did you lose me, Banoons?
No. Uh-oh.
Hold on a second, everybody.
I'm still here.
What's going on here?
I'm looking up a battery tender. It's a smart electronic device that plugs into a wall outlet and safely maintains a 12 or 6 volt vehicle battery at full charge during long periods of non-use. Wow.
Okay.
So I guess it caught on fire. Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, why don't you just have, what's so funny about this is, why don't you, you're wealthy enough to have a Lambo. Why did you not pay like the extra $500 to make sure you had like a charger safe outlet in your wall? Like, why did you use this battery tender? Like, why did you do this cheap workaround and now your Lambo caught on fire?
I have to do that to recharge my Lambo. Guys, I gotta recharge my Lambo. But if I'm gone for a while, I have to hook a battery thing up to my car. Like, you precharge it and then and then you put it on your car. I don't know.
This is different than the charger you just plug your car into.
Well, I don't know. Are Lambos all electric?
I don't know. But like, for instance, with my Kia, since it's a plug-in hybrid, I had to have an outlet installed, and it's like, it can't be like a normal outlet that you'd plug a toaster into. It has to be a certain kind of voltage that's higher. And then you plug in like this box, and then that's like your charger box. And then you plug in the charger from that box into the car. But like, the point is, like, there has to be an adjustment in terms of like, you can't just like necessarily plug in from the household. Like, you could do something from the household and be a trickle charge, and that's like, takes a long time and is apparently very expensive. All I'm saying is that I feel like Hudson probably tried to do a cheap workaround. And I'm like, bro, you've got a Lambo. Why did you not pay to have a proper outlet installed for your car?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how Lambos work, but I do have one question. Whatever happened to gas?
Whatever happened to it? You know, it's a good question.
So now Hudson's fucked. So he's not going to be making it to Friendsgiving. Well, you guys have teased us a lot for this big thing that's going to happen at Friendsgiving, which isn't going to happen. So thanks a lot, Dix.
Also, was he going to drive up to Friendsgiving in his Lambo? I don't see why his Lambo catching on fire prevents him from going to Friendsgiving, BG Dubs.
Oh, well, that's true. But I guess that's like your baby. You know, like, my Lambo's in trouble. I need to be with it. His dad. So now we go to Gia's apartment, and Georgia comes over, and Gia's like, oh my God, last thing I have to do is make the charcuterie board. She's like, I'm good at that. Let me wash my hands so there's not a riot. Yeah, it smells good. Like, I'm going to make a cleaning product just for you. Like, I'm trying to show people that, like, cleaning can be, like, fun sometimes.
Yeah, because she hates cleaning, you know? Then Gia's boyfriend Christian shows up, and they're setting the table, and people start to arrive. They're in the common area of the building. They've taken it over. And Brooks and Shy are... You know, there's still tension between them because of Brooks deciding that he doesn't want to be in Shy's photo shoot. And then Liam and Ariana are making out, and Ava. And then here comes Kendall. Oh, Kendall arrives, and Liam is like, Kendall! He's still trying to, you can see he's still trying so hard to sell Kendall on this group. At this point, Jackson has dropped off. I don't know, maybe his dad was like, please don't be on reality TV. I'm an esteemed director. I don't need you to be on this show. Or maybe Jackson just realized, I don't want to be with these awful people. I could be with much, much better people. But either way, we still have Kendall with us. And for the first time ever, someone outside of Liam says something nice about Kendall, which is Ava. And Ava's like, Kendall's quiet, but she's clocking shit.
Yeah, it's me, Kendall. I love Ava. She's like so funny. I went out with her the other day in Vegas, and we ended up in a stretch limo. Here's a picture of it. We didn't even know how we got there.
Oh, Kendall. I mean, it's amazing she doesn't have her own spinoff at this point.
Kendall just kind of comes alive in one moment. Like, what are we doing in a stretch limo? Where am I? Who are you? Where's Liam?
Yeah. She's the battery tender.
Exactly. So then Georgia, Prez arrives. Prez. Just, you know, there is a lid for every pot. That's for sure.
That's right.
And Prez is definitely a lid that Georgia needs, because he just shows up and they just love being gross together. And I love that for them.
You know? They do. She's like, she's so happy to see him. And she tells us what she said, like, Prez and I are like in a really good place. I could be like, what do you think about getting married tonight? And I'd be like, maybe saying yes. So Charlie and Shy are like talking about Prez and everything. And Charlie says, look, Georgia's a fucking handful, but if you're going to sign up to be your boyfriend, you should be loyal to her. And Prez is maybe smart enough to see that she's like a little bit crazy or whatever, but he at least has to fake it for his girlfriend. Right, man?
Yeah. So then it just cuts to Prez and Georgia dancing like really awkwardly to no music playing. And yeah. Georgia's like, yeah, it's really annoying because like his name is Prez. And so like every time he gets to meet somebody, they're like, Prez, wow, is that short for something? What is that? It must be annoying. That's why you don't name your kids weird names. And they're like, well, what are you going to name your kid? She's like, only option is sushi.
Sushi. This is from the lady who wants to open up Club Club. So Prez
is saying, yeah, I was worried this was going to be a shoes off party. She goes, why are your socks mismatched? And he's like, no, they just stink. She goes, oh, did you just realize that today? And he's like, I've known it for days. She's like, yeah. Well, wow, you're making a really strong case for just like not smelling good.
She goes, that's very anarchist, actually, to stink at a party and know it. Is it anarchist to like have stinky socks on and have them on for a few days and then still wear them? Like, so Prez is like, yeah, it's almost endearing to reek like shit all over the place. Goes, yeah, you're making a really strong case about not smelling good. He's not.
Let's get married.
Just stating that he knew the socks were stinky a few days ago and still wore them. Like, the moment you know your socks are stinky, that's the moment they're out of play for wardrobe needs. That means they're in the laundry.
Whatever, boomer.
So Brooks and Shy go outside to talk because they need to sort this stuff out. And Brooks says, honestly, the whole situation with Shy has been weighing on me.
I just want to be direct. I'm not really happy with how dinner went in New York.
And Shy's like, I can only take so much shit, you know? At some point, you can only take a certain amount. And with Brooks, I just can't take it anymore. So Shy goes, you know, just to say my piece, I've been frustrated about stuff, but it's also been like affecting me a lot. And like, you know how I mentioned, I was like not authentic and distrusting. You mentioned that about me. I just felt like a fuck you for no reason, you know? And like, I'm done like walking around eggshells around you. Like I've tried for the past month and a half and I'm like, this is it for me. Like, honestly, I'm gonna like just say how it is, which is, here's the first thing I'm gonna say it like it is. What is this show? I said, what is this, like a reality show? I never even heard of a reality show. This is crazy. Bravo? What's
come
that?
On TV right now? This is nuts. And Brooks is like, whoa, I hurt your feelings. I didn't know I had that kind of power. I like you now. Let's be friends. He's like, okay. Well, we don't have to like walk around like being best friends in the West Village or anything. But like maybe we can have lunch. Like talk about fashion. He's like, for sure. Yeah. I completely agree. So there you go. Boom. Yeah, now they're friends.
They settled it.
So he goes in and Brooks announces to everybody. He's like, Shy and I just pressed a reset button and nobody pays attention. And Shy's like, yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
No one cared.
Amira, drama everybody has been waiting at the edge of our seats to see finished.
Seriously, Amira and Kevin arrive and Amira's nervous because Kevin and Charlie haven't seen each other since Halloween. But then Ariana's like talking to Charlie and asking about like what he did for his birthday. And he's like, I just chilled, sleeping from Vegas from our long flight home. A lot of skateboarding during the day. It really tuckered me out, you know? It was hard, bro. She's like, yeah, it's a flight that we can't live down. Am I right?
Charlie is like, Hudson was removed from the chat. I'm convinced he set his car on fire as a crash out.
Which would be hilarious. That's like the ultimate like spoiled little rich kid move, is that he sets his Lambo on fire just for attention. So Shy's like, I just think that Charlie's like kind of like an agent of chaos. He's flirting with Ariana. Like, I'm sure he would like have loved it if Hudson was here just for like the chaos of it all. Right, man. And so yeah.
He's an agent of chaos and he loves chaos. It's like chaos. It's like a lot of chaos with Charlie.
Chaos there.
So they get food. They all sit down. The food looks pretty good. I was impressed.
Yeah.
With everybody. Yeah. So Riley starts giving Ariana shit. She's like, you want to swap seats so you can be closer to Charlie? And Charlie's like, huh. Yeah, it was really funny. It was really funny. And Charlie's like, that was chaotic.
And then they're talking about how the food is so good. And then Brooks says, I love that we can trust each other, that like no one poisoned them. And Mira's like, oh my God, wait until you get a bite of my pecan pie. Can't wait for you guys all to have the pecan pie. A lot of hype on this one. It's Grandma Betty's. So then Amira.
All right, guys, I've got a game. We're going to go around and say what we're thankful for about people. So just pick somebody. So they have to pick a name, I guess, and then go say something they're grateful about.
Is that a game or is that just like hokey Friendsgiving stuff? So they go around. Amira pulls Kendall first. She goes, Kendall, I'm thankful for you because you always bring a positive vibe. It's like as generic a statement as possible. You know, Amira's like, who's Kendall? Hi, I'm sitting right in front of you. Oh, I thought you were a PA. I thought you were just sitting in that chair waiting for the actual cast member to take over. Okay. Oh, well, yes. Great to see you, Kendall.
Kendall's like, ah, thank you. Ava, I'm really grateful for how our friendship has grown this year. And then Riley's like, wow, Rowan, we always like laugh when we hang out. Mm-hmm. It's, they need to do some Bravo games. Like if you're going to whip out a game, it needs to be like, okay, everyone take a little piece of paper and fill it with how you're going to make Brooks cry within the next 5 minutes. Okay. Yeah, who wants to make Brooks cry first?
Yeah, Charlie says he appreciates Riley's honesty and that she has a good heart. And she's like, thanks. I would swap out my first class seat for you anytime. Ariana's like, shut up. So they're just all, saying.
Georgia was pretty funny. She's like, okay, I got Georgia. Georgia, I feel like I love everything that you wear. She's like, oh my God, I'm honored. I'm honored. You're thankful for my clothes. Thank you.
Yeah. So they're all being really nice to each other. And Ariana's is like, Charlie, I'm grateful for the way, one, that you make me laugh. And you're like, not as much of a dick as you give off. And I don't know, like you're a douche, but like, you know, I appreciate your douchiness. And everyone's like, ah, look at her being nice to Charlie.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone's like, what is she doing? And they're like, wow, there's a vibe. There's definitely a vibe with Ariana and Charlie. There's no denying it. And she does give the longest speech out of everybody. She's like, yeah, and like maybe other people don't like you, but I get you, Charlie. You know, like you're like in my heart. Like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah.
And she's like, sorry, guys, this is my first night drinking.
Well, drinking again. So, they're like, this is kind of crazy. Then we have officially a pee break. It literally says it on screen. And Ariana, Ava, and Riley go to the bathroom. And Ava's like, how's Liam dealing with Charlie? And Ariana's like, well, I mean, who wouldn't be worried about it? And Riley says, you know, I'd be worried if my girl switched up her first class seat. She's like, well, I love to give up my seat. Literally never heard anyone say that they love giving up their seat in a nice cabin on an airplane.
Yeah, no one loves giving up their first class seat. So meanwhile, Amira is trying to get people to eat her pecan pie, but not many people will for whatever reason. And Georgia's like, I don't like pie. That's my only flaw. I don't like pie.
I just don't like pie. But it's so funny because like for the rest of the episode or rest of the scene, we just keep cutting back to Amira being like, does anyone want the pie? Does no one want the pie? Like, she was so excited to bring this pie. She even teased it during dinner. Like, wait, do you try the pie? And then no one wants to eat it.
Well, it's also the most we've seen her eat. You know, it's like when people don't eat a lot, but then they've made the pie. They're like, oh, my God, this pie is so good. Okay, but you're into it because it's your pie. Like, you don't have to sell me on the pie so hard. Of course, you don't really have to sell me hard on a pecan pie in general.
I love
that shit
pie.
Looks good. Especially if it's like an Aunt Betty pecan pie.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Back in the bathroom, Ariana is saying, yeah, I think I've heard enough about Liam saying he's going to have his dessert later. He said he wants dessert and he's going to eat my effing pussy. Like, ew.
Everyone's like, ugh, gross. So Riley says, literally did like he bless it before he got to eat. Like, oh my God, Riley Burris, I did not have sex with him. So you're just like, thank you for your service. Take me to brunch so I can eat now. Oh my God. I know what Riley's saying right now in her head. Like, what did I say after Hudson?
Riley goes, yeah, you're like, my next boyfriend has to be tall. And then you end up with 5'7" long stem over there. She's like, shut up, Riley. Okay, he's like 5'7", one, and two, it's not about the height.
Mm. So Riley, then they start like trying to guess like how big Liam's dick is, which, you know, this will be a 10-minute segment on the reunion. And Ariana's like, everyone should know Liam is doing great down there. Okay. He's got height where it counts. Okay.
So she's like, well, I mean, I can't tell you. I don't care how tall you are. If you're an honest person, he makes my heart beat quick and my stomach turn in butterflies.
So then everyone goes outside to take photos, and Charlie tells us, as a group, I think that we are closer in Vegas. I'm always in favor of keeping as much peace between me and the rest of the friend group as possible. Yes, Charlie, the peacemaker of the group, the one who is just trying to make sure everyone gets along. And then Liam tells us, I think he's trying to get on good terms with the group. Maybe he's also trying to look like a different person for Ariana. Was he trying to be an actor? Escaping into a role? Sorry, bro. Got you beat there. Who knows? I see right through it.
So the producer asks if Liam should be concerned at all that Charlie and Ariana flirt. And he's like, oh, it depends on how seriously he wants to be with her. You know, like, I think Liam is perfectly fine rebound material. But I mean, like, he's nice. He's nice. I don't have anything negative to say about him. I mean, you can see him.
Liam's like, Ariana tries to tell me Charlie's a good person sometimes, but the majority of people don't really say you're a good person. So if it walks like a duck, I don't know the saying, the duck's a dick.
Here's what I would say. If it walks like a duck and it can talk like a duck, has it ever had tacos at craft services with Mariska Hargitay? Think about that.
If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably a very qualified actor portraying a duck. Been there.
So Ava is moving into her apartment. She's like, oh my God, it's so surreal. Like moving into my apartment. Like no guys are allowed here. Only like women and gays. And then it cuts to the mover standing there. It's like, ding.
Yeah. And then there's headlines because Candy and Todd getting divorced. So Riley texts you know, Ariana about it, and she was like not ready for it. So then we see Amira FaceTiming Brooks, and Amira's like, oh my God, I look like Hannibal Lecter, because she's in like one of those plastic masks, like the infrared masks, etc. She's like, did you hear the news about Riley's mom? He's like, I know, it's crazy. I feel like it's all over social media.
Yeah, and then we see all the girls texting in to check on her and see if she's okay. And then Riley and Ariana go meet by the Hudson River to talk about divorce. And Riley's like, yeah, I mean, today's been like low-key annoying. I know my mom and Todd are on a good page. Like they're co-parenting well. I just like, you know, the young one. So I'm like trying to deal with my emotions and see how I feel, but like also be there for my mom, you know? And so she cries a little bit.
I feel bad, although I was a little confused when she said she's the young one, because I thought she was the eldest child, but maybe she meant like I'm the youngest one of the three adults in the household, I guess you could say. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know, because there's two babies. So,
yeah, I don't know. But
I don't know what she meant. Maybe she was saying that I felt for the young one. But no, she said I'm the young one. I don't know.
I think she means that like she sort of views herself as an adult just the way her parents are. But like of the three of us adults, I'm the young one. So she talks about how it sucks and everything and having to deal with a divorce and public opinion and public questions, navigating all that. And she says, I think people were pressing her a lot. And she was like, okay, I have to like publicly speak about it. But like, I didn't know she was going to do it at that time. And I got like a text from a random number that was like, hey, is your mom okay? And she basically tried to reach, she thought her mom, something had happened to her mom. And she tried to reach her mom, and her mom and Candy was on a plane. So she didn't hear back. So she was sort of going through it, et cetera.
Yeah. And Candy just got annoyed with Riley for having to find out stuff on the internet a couple of weeks ago. Candy. He didn't give her a heads up. What the hell? So Ariana's like, well, she's probably putting up a front that she's okay, but she's not really okay. And I want her to know it's okay to not be okay. So I have like a nice little scene. And then we hear Amira doing a voiceover. So I was like, oh, is this it? I thought it was the end, like the season finale. I'm so confused.
Yeah, but it was actually just like, this is what we all did for Thanksgiving. So she's like, well, so, you know, we all went off and did things. Amira and Kevin went to Texas for two Thanksgiving dinners, and Brooks and Kate also went to Texas. And he wore Brooks Marks on the plane. And then Riley went home. Brooks and Kate, maybe it was Brooks and Chloe. Riley went home to Atlanta. Just everyone went home to celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't know why we needed all sorts of animation for this, but I mean, it was cute. It was a very adorable little segment that was narrated. And then they went to Thanksgiving. And guess what, guys? Afterwards, they all came back. And now here we are, after Thanksgiving, back in the city.
Yeah, so we see everybody doing their thing. Gia takes Pilates. Brex tries to figure out how to ship his clothes. And it's funny because he's asking the internet how to get my packages from Austin to New York. It's like, please hold.
Yeah.
Then he just starts pressing zero over and over again.
And then basically Liam is organizing the cast trip to go to Wyndham to go skiing. And he says, skiing is a big part of my life. I've been teaching skiing for 5 years now. I have a buddy with a ski house in Wyndham. As a guy who loves upstate New York, why not bring my friends to go ski? Bring this group of athletes to go skiing, bro. That's just what I do. Firefighter in Lake George /actor/carpenter/skiing professional.
Brooks is like, I love it. I love group trips. What could go wrong? And we see flashbacks of fighting in their group trips. He's like, I'm more scared about the Catskill Witch. And they're like, okay, what? Yeah, I learned about that in an online forum. Like, I'm like a paranormal freak. Like, I get excited by it. My house was haunted growing up. That was just your mom.
I'd love the idea of a witch.
God forbid Meredith tries to do some yoga or something. Brooks is under his bed, terrified.
I love the idea of a witch from the Catskills. The witch is like, take my cat, please.
Hey, anybody here want to piss on the fire hydrant? You're not dogs.
I'll give you 5 shekels just to get out of here. Otherwise, I'll haunt you. So
listen, you can call me a lot of things. Don't call me a pussy, huh?
I said, there is something strange in my cauldron. And my friend, my other witch friend said, what's wrong with what's in your cauldron? I said, it doesn't taste right. She goes, okay, well, let me taste it. Okay. I said, okay, taste what's in the cauldron. She goes, okay, hand me a spoon. I said, okay. And she goes, wait, where's the spoon? And I go, aha. And then she said, you stole that from coming from America. And I said, perhaps I did. But it felt right for this region.
One of my friends who's going through menopause, she said, oh my God, is it hot? I'm burning up in here. I said, too soon.
So they're going to be going to the Catskills. And Ava is now with Rachel Roy. And they're setting up a budget. And Ava's like, oh my God, I made a budget for the move and I'm over by like $2,000. And I love Rachel, so sweet and so lovely, saying, and by over it, you mean in debt? You put it on the credit card, right? That means that you're in debt. You're in debt $2,000, honey.
Yeah, just remember, when you're buying things with a credit card, you're not really buying them. You're borrowing them. Okay. Yeah, it honey, like, it's called being an American. What the hell?
Guess what? It's time for Ariana and Liam to go on a date. So Ariana is talking about how her ski stuff should be delivered because Hudson has to send her ski stuff over. And Liam's like, oh, did the assistant send it? It's okay. I have my hazmat book in case he puts anything in there. So I'll check. Don't worry. You've got a big week ahead of you. You got mom coming to town. You got Brielle coming into town. Don't you worry, honey. Which
it's a lot of covering of your purse you're going to have to be doing. Kim's coming to town. I get it. So then we go to Brooks, who's still on hold with the shipping people, and then they just hang up. They're like, thank you for calling. Have a nice day. He's like, oh. So now, Ava, Amira, and Kendall go have a girls' lunch.
Yeah. Amira's like, this trip's going to be interesting. I mean, I feel like there's just like underlying tension, but I don't feel like there's anything that like, there's like no drama. It's just like famous last words, right? And Kendall says, I know that Liam does love the group and wants to be friends with everyone. Like, he speaks highly about everyone except for like Charlie. Don't Ariana and Charlie, do they have like their own weird thing or something? I'm Kendall.
Yeah. So the girls are like, so basically Charlie will go to any girl. Okay. And Kendall's like, not me. You're just like, well, I mean, I think he just has a crush on Ariana is what I mean. Like, he has had a crush on her since the day he met her. And Kendall's like, well, I think Liam's picked up on that and he doesn't like it.
1,000,000%. It's like, but I also think that like if Liam's not happy about it, he needs to stand up for himself because otherwise like Charlie will bulldoze. And so they're like, yeah, Charlie's going to press boundaries. Like, yeah. And by the way, it was like really bad that Liam wasn't there in Vegas because like we all bonded in Vegas and things got like really close. And there was like flirty vibes back and forth to one another. And Kendall was like, she was giving flirty vibes to him. And they're like, yes, Kendall, yes. She was loving it. She was loving it so much, Kendall.
Mm-mm. She was loving the attention. He'd be like, oh my God, let me eat your pusese. And she'd be like, oh my God, no. But like, you know, like in a flirty way. And Amira's like, yeah, she's not exaggerating. So Kendall's like, wait a minute. From talking to the girls, I'm sensing that there might be some energy between Ariana and Charlie.
I love how quick she is. Then we go to Charlie's apartment and Charlie and Shy are FaceTiming and talking about packing. And Charlie's like, you seem exhausted, Shy. What'd you end up getting into last night? He's like, oh, I just went to the Lower East Side. I was like, what is this neighborhood? I never even heard of it. Lower East Side? Like, what? There's a Lower East Side? Is there a Lower West Side too? It like doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, I've been busy. Last night, Ariana and like a few of her like girlfriends came over to like sesh. You know how it goes. I mean, clutch your pearls, bro. Are you ready to clutch your pearls? And he's like, why? Did you hook up with the Ariana? He's like, yeah, we only fucked for like a second. But I mean, come on. I don't kiss and tell, bro. You know I don't kiss and tell. Stop asking me. She just comes over in the middle of the night. What do you think is going to happen? You're not going to hear it from me, though. I'm not going to say it. Yeah, I'm not going to say it. Sky's such an ass.
That's so ridiculous. And then the producer's asking me, he's like, yeah, nothing too interesting happened. So Shia goes, sounds like you had an interesting night, bro. He's like, yeah, no, it wasn't that eventful, but like she definitely did come over drunk at 1 a.m. And I wonder like what Liam would feel about that. And Shia's like, this is too complicated. Like, come on, bro. Girl comes over drunk at 1 a.m. and she has a guy that she's dating. I mean, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how it is, bro. You had another angle of interesting shit that could go down this weekend, so you never know.
I like that. They're also like teasing up their trip. Like, who knows what could happen on the Next Gen New York City trip coming next week on Bravo? Like, it's okay, guys. We're invested.
What if Hudson comes?
What if Hudson comes? The ongoing story of the season. What if Hudson's there?
Yeah. So Charlie's like, yeah, well, I'm not going to be beholden to anybody else. But if she wants to respect her thing with Liam, that's her decision. I owe him nothing. You know, the question is whether he tolerates it or not. It's clear.
There's an argument that if there was a girl I was talking to, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing going over to someone's house late night drunk? But she came over as a friend and we just hung out with her and like her two friends. So I want to be super clear about that even though nothing happened and she came over with friends, I'm going to make it sound like she came over with no friends and that something did happen, but nothing did happen. I'm like, could you get your story straight? You're changing it like mid-scene.
You're getting Shy, who's like the most easily manipulated person here on the planet, probably. To be like, oh yeah, fucked her. Just kidding. Didn't. I wouldn't tell even if I did. I mean, I'm not going to talk about kissing and telling, which I definitely did probably not do. So just don't think that I'm talking about getting, because I'm really not saying I'm with Ariana, even though we're together. I'd just rather keep it a secret. Okay. You got that, Shy? Okay. Don't say anything to anybody. Got it?
Yeah. So Shia's like, dude, would you actually do that though? Would you hook up with her? And he's like, would I have fucked her? Well, why wouldn't I? I mean, what's the downside? And Shia goes, I don't know. Like Hudson, the guy's going to be bankrolling your bar with Omar. He's like, oh yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's nuanced.
Yeah.
It's not that nuanced.
So Charlie says that Hudson's just not doing anything to try to get Ariana back. So sorry. Like, try to get her back then if you want her. Like, don't just like bitch from Atlanta while your Lambo's on fire. Loser.
Long story short, I believe Hudson might be kind of like fake with me just in the hopes that he can sort of like recruit me away from like trying to fuck Ariana, which is hilarious because Hudson thinks he's being so sneaky and like Charlie's already just sniffed it out. He's like, I don't care. I'll just get his money.
Yeah, pretty much. So he's like, frankly, whether she owes her ex-boyfriend respect by not fucking me is also her decision, you know? So I don't owe anybody anything. Point is, yeah, I'm fucking Ariana, but I'm not saying that, except that it's not really happening, and I don't want anybody to think that it's happening just because I'm saying that it's not happening, which I definitely said. Spread it. Tell your friends. Tell your friends.
I love this show. I do love this show. I actually, like, love this show. I think it's so good. You're bored?
Yeah, I'm getting
bored. I love it. I love it. I think it's a hard one
to
recap.
I like it for the most part. I think it's like, all right.
I'm totally invested. I think there is like a way that they all talk with each other and with the audience that is it's so unaffected. It's something that's so entertaining to me. And I think I'm going to just sort of make my own boomer assessment, which is that these are people who are they grew up in social media, making videos, talking directly to an audience on the other side of the camera, and now that they actually other side of the phone. And now that they actually are on camera, they're just very much at ease, just sort of saying what they just saying things in the confessional, saying things with each other in a way that's like very entertaining and kind of I'm having a hard time articulating what it is about the way that they communicate and the way they sort of like interact with each other. But you feel like you're just sort of like hanging out with a bunch of friends in a way that I think that intimacy, that like that false intimacy that comes from social media, sort of this like it's like an extension of that. I don't know. I've been drinking coffee, but I just really like the show a lot.
So you mean from the sense of like the false sense of intimacy that comes from social media, you find them to be like giving that social media vibe, which you find genuine?
The parasocial. There's a parasocial vibe on social media when people like do their stories like, hey guys, get ready with me in the morning. Like that's inherently very parasocial. Like you're inviting people into like your bathroom while you get dressed in the morning. And that's inherently very intimate, right? But it's so standard now that we don't blink at it. It's just like, that's how it is. And there's like an ease with which people on social media talk to their camera and say, hey, I'm doing this. I'm like chopping carrots. I mean, I do it. Everyone who's like making quote unquote content is used to that. And it's like, there's some reality shows that try really hard to create these very funny moments. I can think of like Big Brother, for example. Big Brother, whenever people are in the confessional and having to narrate how they feel or what's happening, it's very sing-songy. It's very much like, I'm thinking I have to win this competition because if I don't win this competition, I could be out and I'm not ready to be out. Like people talk like that. Whereas on this show, I think people are so at ease with just like communicating directly from what's in their head to a camera that there's just a vibe that's very accessible. I don't know. Like I was just trying to think about why this show sort of seems so entertaining to me. And that's the best I could come up with.
Well, I get you. I think it's just a bunch of dum-dums. It's usually pretty fun, but they are really falling into the like, what if Hudson comes to Friendsgiving? Hey guys, Hudson's going to show up and have a scene at Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, what if Hudson shows up? Is Hudson going to show up? And then his Lambo starts on fire, so that one's axed. They're like bringing Kendall to lunch to be like, you know, this Liam should be upset because here's what's going on with. I mean, that part all seems so, you know, staged and stilted to me. Like they're really trying on that. But I do see what you're saying as far as their confessionals and being so comfortable there. And I guess it is that being comfortable with social media, you know?
That's my theory. I mean, obviously people who are not Gen Z are also comfortable on social media, but I just feel like there's just like an ease with which they communicate. And I think the show is also really good at highlighting kind of funny little observations that they make with each other in a group setting that it's like very endearing and likable. So yeah, I love my Next Gen New York City. I love it.
Well, and good news. It's going to keep on coming back. Next week, we go on their group trip, which looks pretty funny. So we'll talk to you next week for group trip, everybody. See you later. Thanks for being here with us. We'll be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Orange County.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz. It's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it. It's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that. It's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes. It's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs. It's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess. It's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie. It's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop. It's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose. It's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.